We're back here at the Combine in Indianapolis. I'm John Schmelk, another Giants insider with the NFL Network's Charles Davis. And Charles, obviously looking forward to seeing a lot of guys perform this weekend in Indy. Who are some of the guys that you're really looking forward to seeing out there on the field to see what they can do?
Well, I think, you know, Jalen Ramsey, the safety slash corner from Florida State. I've been told by, you know, very good sources that he may break the unofficial Combine Olympics record with his testing because he can do everything. One of the best athletes, a very trusted friend of mine, said he's seen in the last 20 years. And then as we go through the thing, obviously the quarterback's going to be a big story. How receivers might separate themselves be a big story. It's really unfortunate we won't see a Miles Jack compete because of his knee injury from UCLA. And the same for Jalen Smith for Notre Dame, another linebacker. Both of them are top five talents.
Is it fair to say this might be the draft that's considered the return of the linebacker? We haven't seen many linebackers go in the top 10 or top 15, but you might have two, maybe even three guys go in the top 15 this year.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, Reggie Ragland from Alabama, big thumping linebacker. Linebacker position is really starting to jump up, and it really will increase with some of these college defensive ends that stand up and become outside linebackers.
Let's narrow into the Giants here at number 10. Where do you think they might be able to find some value when they go on the board? You know, the Giants' motto is always the best player available.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I did my first mock draft, and you know, as we say in our business, when you do a mock draft, prepare to be mocked. So I've had a good number of Giants fans who did not like what I did at 10 because you just mentioned best player available, top player on your board, what have you. I said Ezekiel Elliott, Ohio State, and everybody had a stroke. Like, oh my God, we need defense. We don't need this. It's hard to turn down. If Ezekiel Elliott's sitting there, and the Giants, of course, going forward, being able to run the football, so important. Being able to control a game helps out Eli Manning and the guys out wide trying to get Victor Cruz back and as well as the other guys. I just thought, I don't know if a guy like that sitting there, that Jerry Reese and the Giants turned down that kind of value. But let's say they decide to go defense. They can go so many different places and have so many different options. Miles Jack, a linebacker, will probably be available and good to go. Remember, he got hurt in September. His rehab's ahead of schedule. They're talking about him doing a pro day in late March. He could be good to go. Jalen Smith from Notre Dame, if you talk about him, you're talking about maybe redshirting it, maybe getting into the season, so it's a little bit different. But those guys up front, a Shaq Loss I talked about, a Kevin Dodds I talked about, you know, what if Bosa somehow slips down in that time frame? But those inside guys, those big defensive tackles, there are a ton of them. We're talking about there are enough defensive tackles that you may get a second round grade on a guy who might go in the fourth round. That's how many there are this year.
Reminds me of that wide receiver draft a couple years ago. You had starters going around three and round four, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, that's the way this league is. And I don't know why we're surprised, but every year we talk about the early part of the draft, and then we get a ton of value later part of the draft, free agency, the whole deal, undrafted free agents, all of that. Yet every year we're like, oh, my God, you know, all the players have to be in the first couple rounds. They don't. There can be more depth in what we know, and we need to start appreciating that.
Charles, great stuff, and we look forward to watching you all weekend.
And thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Charles Davis, NFL Network, from the Combine in Indianapolis.